Doug Wright. Covering Utah's biggest stories. Breaking Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
Boy, are we getting a response on our text message board regarding the Volkswagen subcommittee hearings that are underway back in Washington, D.C. in the Rayburn Building right now. And I really appreciate the interest, and some really interesting questions are being asked, to which and for which I do not have the answer, but maybe after the hearings today, we will know a little bit more. Speaking of Washington, D.C. and what is unfolding today, and one of the reasons this is, not only is it so important, you know, who is the Speaker of the House, and we were all caught off guard when Speaker Boehner announced that he was going to step down as Speaker and resign his seat. But then the fact that our Jason Chaffetz decided to jump into this race has put it on the radar for a lot of Utahns. And as we walk through this process, I realize myself how unfamiliar I am with the process of selecting the Speaker of the House. And we hear about the vote, the caucus vote that will be held today, and then the floor vote that is coming up. And I thought maybe I could turn to Rob Bishop and ask if he could walk us through the process today. And Rob, thank you for taking time. I know you've been stepping out of meetings and everything else, but many of us are a little puzzled by the process, especially the process today. What actually happens in this caucus meeting?
Oh, well, we're Congress. You never can tell for sure.
Right.
I've just finished our committee markup. I'm about ready to walk into that meeting. What will happen today is it'll be the entire conference. The Republican side will be sitting together. Names will be placed in nomination. Actually, it's usually done by alphabetical order. There is usually a person who will nominate, and then somebody will second. The candidate himself will not speak, but then they'll have a recorded vote that will be done by secret ballot. They will then tally those votes, and if no one gets the majority of those who are present voting, then there'll be a second round. Usually the third person on the list will be dropped off, and they'll just be choosing the top two.
Interesting.
Coming out of this meeting would be somebody who has a majority of the conference.
Where is this meeting held? Because there are quite a few members, and are all members expected or required to be there?
Expected to be there. I don't think anyone can be required to be there, but they're expected to be, and there's a best interest on why they want to.
Mm-hmm.
It actually will be held in the Longworth Building, and I believe the Ways and Means Committee Room, which is one of the larger committee rooms that we have.
Is it a formal ballot that they are given, or do they just write it on the back of a napkin or a business card? How does it happen? Well, a business card wouldn't be good. That might tip off who made the vote.
It is a formal vote, but it's actually just on a piece of ripped paper, usually color-coded.
Yeah. As far as scenarios, you know, one can't help, because right now the names that I'm hearing, and if we were to take them in alphabetical order, it would be Mr. Chaffetz, it would be Mr. McCarthy, and Mr. Webster. Are there other names being floated about?
No, but it is possible. I mean, there is nothing that says that somebody can't be nominated from the floor. And as you know, you don't actually have to be a member of the House to be nominated or voted as Speaker.
Yeah. I read that article the other day, and I think I'd heard that somewhere back in the day, but it really hadn't registered and sunk in. That's quite unique. We had a lot of people here when we opened up that scenario who said, hey, how about Mitt Romney?
Well, that's legally possible.
As far as what this actually means, when you come out of the caucus and then the actual floor vote isn't until October 29th, if I have my dates correct here. How significant is the caucus vote? Because the Republicans are in the majority right now. Are you going to come out like a bunch of unherded cats, or is it going to be united?
Well, that no one can predict, to be honest, until it happens. The tradition is there have been rounds where there have been multiple rounds of voting in that in this committee. Conference committee, when there are multiple candidates, three or four or five candidates who are running, that is at its norm. But once you come out, the assumption is that the party has made their selection for their nominee, and it is expected that people will vote for that person on the floor. Although, mm-hmm. once again, there's nothing that legally forces them to do that.
Right.
So on October the 29th, we will then meet in the floor of the House chamber. I guess that's redundant. We'll meet on the floor, which is the House chamber, and that will be an oral vote in which they will call the roll and everyone will stand and say for whom they are voting. We have not had a multiple round in that vote since 1923, I believe, was the last time. I think that went 9 rounds before members were mollified and had a majority for one candidate. Although sometimes there are votes for people who weren't formally nominated, because once again, you can vote for anyone you want to on the floor.
Sure. Very, very interesting. Just a final quick note. What kind of arm twisting has been going on? I had Jason Chaffetz on with me just the other day, and I said, boy, you know, this is a little change of heart. Last week, he was saying, no, hey, I'm House Oversight Committee. This is a job I like. I want to do it. You know, it's a bridge too far and so on. And then it was basically, oh, well, what the heck? And he, at the very end of our conversation, he kind of jokingly, politely blew me off and said, you know, Doug, I've got to go. I've got to make some phone calls. I've got to really start, you know, he didn't say twisting arms, but he laughed and said, I got to go start making phone calls. How does it happen? How intense is the arm twisting?
You know, in all sincerity, I don't think the word arm twisting is appropriate here. You talk to other people. No one is going to be bullied into voting for somebody. And the difficulty is, and the reason why I don't think arm-twisting is the appropriate word, is simply because we know each other. I mean, I know the three candidates. They're all friends of mine. I have worked with them. I know how they react in every kind of situation and setting. So I think people really have their minds made up. You can talk to somebody, try to get an idea of what they want, try and give your pitch as to why you ought to be the person. But arm twisting, that's almost impossible.
Mm-hmm. Is there a scenario, kind of almost a team of rivals scenario, where you had, you know, three or four people that were really vying for this, and the guy that everybody thought would get it, you know, Seward, ended up not because of all the different voting that went on and everybody's favorite second choice, Abraham Lincoln, won? Could that happen here?
It's feasible.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, everything is possible.
Right.
Likely, though, probably not. That kind of situation where you're talking about the 1860 convention, they had multiple candidates, they were regional candidates. That is different from the situation we have here.
Right. Most money is on Mr. McCarthy. Is that a fairly safe bet? Would Jimmy the Greek be okay in running with that, do you think?
Well, you know, your rich retirement, you could maybe make that bet. I'm a school teacher, so I don't make those type of bets.
You know, school teachers, I hear, you know, do not have tons of money buried under the mattress and in the back. Rob, I really appreciate you taking time to join us this morning here at KSL. I'll let you walk into that meeting, and we will be most interested to see what comes out of the meeting itself. But I know you took time out of a busy schedule to join us. Thank you.
It's always fun to talk to you. Thank you, Doug.
Representative Rob Bishop from the 1st Congressional District here in the state of Utah. And I didn't want to do this while Rob was on the air, but somebody on his staff, I'll leave it at that, texted me a picture of him talking to me. That was funny. He's sitting in this really cool chair, and it says chairman above it. And then there are like flags arrayed behind him, and he looked pretty darn official there. And it was so I'm looking at this picture when I kind of had that big pause. I'm going, wow, that's pretty cool. All right. It is 9:58 here at KSL News Radio. We're going to keep a close eye on a lot of things for you. We'll keep you up to date on what's happening in the downtown Salt Lake City Library Building. We'll keep you up to date on the VW hearings that are underway back in Washington, D.C. in the Rayburn Building. We will keep you up to date. And boy, this is a disturbing story that we had Simone Brake, that one of the Americans that stopped that train attack in Paris. Spencer Stone was stabbed in an attack overnight. Boy, there's a lot of news, including keeping an eye on the meeting that Rob was just walking into, where the Republican caucus will come together and determine, at least from their point of view, who ought to be the next Speaker of the House. It is 9:59.